Blog Talk Radio.
I'm longing for you, for you.
Another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Whoa.
I haunt him like Mephistopheles, bringing swords to Damocles. Secret service, keep a close watch as if my name was Kennedy. Abstract rap, simple with the street format. Gazing to the sky and measure planets by parallax. Check out the retrograde motion, kill the notion of biting and recycling and calling it your own creation. Feel like Rockwell, somebody's watching me. I got no privacy, whether on land or at sea. And for your biting zealots, your raps are cacophonic. If a prick predict, but deep inside you wish you had the pop kit. It hurts, don't it? A refugee comes to your turf and take over the earth.
Yeah. See, my rhymes are the type of fly rhymes that can only get down with my crew. And if you try to take lines or bite rhymes, we'll show you how the refugees do.
Yeah, yeah, behold this. Your rhymes. Two MCs can't occupy the same space at the same time. It's against the laws of physics. So we bet your sweet dreams break up like the rhythmics. Rap rejects my tape deck, reject projectile. Whether Jew or Gentile, I rank style percentile. Many styles, more powerful than gamma rays. My grandma pays like Carlos Santana plays Black Magic Woman. So while you human, I'm consuming mango juice under Polaris. You just embarrassed, cause it's the last tango in Paris. And even after all my logic and my theory, I add a motherfucker so you ignorant niggas hear me. You remember, take notes, cause I stole my rap oath before you biting zealots. Here's a quote.
Another MC losing life tonight. Oh, I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ.
But you can't divide the tribe. These cats can't rap, Mr. Author, I feel no vibe. The magazine says the girl should've went solo. The guy should stop rapping, vanish like a noodle. Took it to the heart, but every actor plays his part. As long as someone was listening, I knew it was the start. For me to get the chance, grab my pen and revamp. Do a cameo while everybody do the dance. Quick now, cause you're running out of luck. Playing Mr. Big, I'm gonna get you sucker. While you munching at your luncheon, I'll be planning your assassination. Then hit you like the gut.
I compress sound sets with my rap DBX. Then drop vocals on my 4, 5, 6 Ampex. Bring terror to the shop of horror as she cry me out more. The phantom dies in the opera. And to the youngins who carry gadgets and kill 6 days a week and rest on the Sabbath.
Hold up.
Violence ain't necessary unless you provoke me, then get buried like the great Mussolini. And for you biting zealots, your rap star's a relic. No matter who you damage, you still a force of pride.
Hey, another MC loses life tonight.
Cops come around here, Bible come around here, do whatever they want. Rob jokers, steal from people, shoot us down. We gotta do something about this, man. I was with Floyd up there, you know Floyd the cop, he just get a hard on for just shooting niggas.
Just shoot niggas.
Pick up your microphone. Ha ha. Pick up your microphone. Yo,
how many mics do we rip on the deli? Send me say mini money, send me say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money, send me say many, many, many.
I get mad frustrated when I rhyme. Thinking of all them kids that try to do this for all the wrong reasons. Seasons change, mad things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love Doctor Strange. I'm tame like the rapper. Get red like a snapper when they do that. Got your whole block saying true that. If only they knew that. It was you who was irregular. Sold your soul for some secular music. familiar with this. Sweet like licorice, dangerous like syphilis. Yeah. Yeah.
How many mics do we rip on the daily? Many money, say me say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily? Many money, say me say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Many money, say me say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily? Many money, say me say many, many, many.
I used to be underrated. Now I take iron, makes my shit constipated. I'm more concentrated. So on my day off with David Sonnenberg, I play golf. Run through Crown Heights screaming out, Mazel Tov! Problem with no man, before black, I'm first human. Appetite to write like Frederick Douglass with a slave hand. Street pressure, word to Papa, I ain't going under. One day I have a label and make deals with Tommy Mottola. Mama always told me, you're one in a million. Always watch your back, never tangle with Haitian Sicilians. Now I got a record deal, how does it feel? I'm never gonna survive unless I get crazy like Seal. Cause the whole world's out of order. So at night the fiends dance on Grease with John Travolta. One got slaughtered as he caught blood from his mouth. The other tried to duck and caught a left with my Guinness stout. Brother, brother, can't you get this through your head? It's a setup by the feds that open us with their infrared. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Many money, they say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily? Many money, say me say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily? Money. Me say many, many, many.
Too many MCs, not enough mics. Exit your show like I exit the turnpike. Dyson Dynamite like Dolomite. Double deuce delight, I don't dick Van Dyke. Starlight too star bright, the freaks come out at night. Like my man Wyclef. And my panache will march your entourage. Squash your squad and hide their bodies under my garage. And when the cops come looking, I be booking to Brooklyn. Leave their trails broken, flipping tokens to Hoboken. A clean getaway like Alec Baldwin. Driving in my fast car, playing Tracy Chapman.
How many mics do we rip on the deli? Say me, say many money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the deli? Many money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Many money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the deli? Many money. Say me, say many.
They gon' move on us, and we gotta get prepared. We gotta get the forces together, man. We gotta get our families together. Ready or not, man. Ready or not, they gon' move on us. So I tell you what, better safe than sorry. Let's be ready.
Maya Hotep, better love. You are listening to Dr. Robert X. Form, Zion or Sion, no Lion. And that's what's going on here today. So let's see, Dr. Robert X, how are you doing this evening?
Hotep, Sister Bear, Hotep family. Oh, did I tune in? Am I on?
Yes, you on.
Oh, okay, okay. Hotep, Sister Bear, Hotep family. Okay. Better love, Bear. We're going to have to, if you ain't careful, somebody's going to steal your crate. That was off the chain, Bear. How soon we forget.
Yes.
Lot of messages in that music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about from beginning to end. By the way, this is Wednesday. Hotep Wednesday Lovers.
Wednesday Lovers. The Gap Band.
Absolutely. As we attempt to celebrate the day after the election.
What are we celebrating?
We still breathing.
Okay.
Bev, I'm going to sum up the election like this. Because as we said yesterday, ABC News said they were going to attempt to do the same thing they did in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to wait for a week, right?
Okay.
2 weeks to find out what, you know, that kind of thing. No, we don't have to wait 2 weeks. It's only going to be a matter of a few hours. And what's going to happen is the Republicans are going to take the House and the Senate. And I noticed a trend, Bear.
Family. Okay.
Wherever the Democrats were heavily concentrated, somehow they seem to maintain most of those areas. and where you see the Republicans were already in command, they basically are removing the Democrats in those areas.
Mm.
Arizona, Nevada, et cetera. But there was, in fact, a red wave. We were absolutely correct.
Now, if you listen to mainstream media, it wasn't no red wave.
That's why I don't look at mainstream media, because I just told you what happened from what I saw from my perspective.
Okay.
That same mainstream media, I could play you 15 clips there of CNN, MSNBC, ABC, et cetera, all saying the Democratic Party was in big trouble. I'm talking about from the last 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And that they were likely to lose the House and the Senate. And some of them even said it was going to be a red wave. That's Democrats saying that. That's mainstream media saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I said they must not have got the memo. Because you can take a look at what happened. You know there was a red wave when people who have been in office for 100 years all of a sudden get threw out in places like New York, high-ranking Democratic Party officials. Well, how does that happen? That's not supposed to happen.
So we stopped changing other guards.
Not quite. Still a lot of rhinos in there.
Okay.
Bunch of them. Republicans, for those of you who have problems with that. They bad news. And already they're being challenged for their position in the House and the Senate. I'm talking about McCarthy and McConnell. Wow, that sounds like a comedy team, McCarthy and McConnell.
Right.
Yeah, two Irish gangsters, never to be trusted under any stretch of the imagination. So both of those people are going to be challenged by other Republicans because too many people know about them. So anyway, I expected, like the news guy that I read yesterday from the bank, from Rabobank, he said 11 senators and up to 70 House members. And from what I saw, I agreed with that. I'm going with the banker. And you'll find out later on in this particular presentation tonight. I'm going with Rabobank. No, that ain't my bank. Okay? But I'm going with them in terms of what they said. So, yeah, everybody's shocked today. They really shouldn't be.
What is they shocked about?
Because they didn't get the 270 seats. The Democrats were able to steal everything within their vicinity for the most part.
Okay.
See, these were so-called polls and things that were being run by Democrats. This Democrat media that was saying how much trouble they're in. Not Republican media. It was Democrats that was leaving the Democratic Party in droves, not Republicans. So there was nothing on the positive side, unless I missed something. There was nothing on the positive side coming from the Democratic Party. Unless
so
I missed something.
How was the race so close? You know, they making it like the race is so close. And
Bev, it is close from only one standpoint. They don't have control. They're not going to have control when all the votes are counted of the House and the Senate.
Mm.
But they stole enough in their areas where they were projected to be losers. And I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it because it's irrelevant at this point. See, for me, it's always been about the agenda. What agenda? What are their policies that they're pushing? And I keep going over and over about these policies that these people are pushing, both the Democratic Party in total. And I say that because I don't hear any anti, none of this stuff that's going on, no anti-climate change coming from the Democratic Party. That's Agenda 2030. That's World Economic Forum. Okay? Guess where Nancy Pelosi is today?
Where?
Greece. I'm sorry, Egypt. She went to Egypt today.
Oh, what? She left the country?
She's no longer the Speaker of the House in January.
Who
She's
is
done.
The Speaker
already,
of the House?
They're already plotting behind the scenes who's going to be her heir apparent on the Democratic side. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they'll probably pick some Negro to give you the illusion
right.
that you have some power when it ain't about them. It's about the policies. So you see, Bev, all you saw, all I saw, all anybody saw over the last 9 months was people raising hell about what the Democratic Party was doing in terms of their policies with the so-called mandatory shot. Where's the pro? Where are the people that's pro all that stuff? I didn't see it. I saw Barack Obama and Fetterman someplace in Philadelphia in a gym where they had to put covers over large parts of the gym because nobody was there.
Right. So how could it be so close? That's, you know.
They have to have it close because you ain't going to complain then. They've been telling you it's going to be close if you listen to them and they pose. That's how they steal it.
Mm-hmm.
They did the same thing in Brazil. They've been doing this for years.
Yes. Yes, they have.
In Brazil, you got the same situation going on. They're telling people you cannot complain about the election results, otherwise you get arrested. Mm-hmm. And the people are saying the election was stolen, and it's obvious. Okay? Look at this, Bear. Everybody that was supporting the Brazilian president won the election, only he lost. Now, just think about that for a minute. How does that happen? But what has happened is the Supreme Court down there has seized power. See, interesting. So they're the ones who are basically governing now. They're telling the people what the people can do and what they can't do. If you complain about the election results, you're considered a terrorist. I seem to have heard that somewhere.
Right.
Well, why is that? Because as I told the family before, much of south of the border is becoming socialist. Take a look. And they got all these people down there they're putting in place to turn it over to communists. And that's what Lula is. Ain't no secret. I've been following Lula for over 20 years. Too many MCs, not enough mics, Bear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many mics can you rip on the daily? You know, I say many money. Say me, say many, many, many. And we got to do that, Bill. We got to be able to rip more mics than one at a time. One of the other things we got to do is pay close attention to what's going on with these brothers who have stepped out here. And I sense a shift. See, I told you, I don't do polls. I don't care what they polls say. I look at the media. if their media is thriving because their followers are listening, Facebook lost 75% of its value in the last year. Right? Twitter is gone, allegedly. MSNBC is firing their top anchors for racism, black women, and homosexuals. Right the day before the, a few days before the election. CNN has cleaned house. This is real talk. If they were so popular, they wouldn't be hiring their mouthpieces. That's what the media is. It's their mouthpiece. And now all of the layoffs are getting ready to start. Before this money's out, they're already starting. People by the thousands. Okay? Somebody's giving us little hints about what's really going on. Okay? We got two pieces, Bear. We got to play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Kyrie Irving. I got to get a family about 7 to 8 minutes because I don't think I've played any Kyrie Irving. We need to put his words on the tapes. So if we have to go back, and this is thanks to the family, several family members, as a matter of fact, sent me this. Kyrie Irving's live stream message to the powers that be. This generation will not back down. So let's hear, family, a little of what Kyrie Irving had to say in his own words, uncensored, no interruption.
Y'all need it about now. You know, they call this the Lord's Day in certain religions, certain parts of our society, so I'm going to pay my respect and my homage, but shoot, what do I have to tell y'all? Y'all making me forget. Nah, I'm joking. No, I'm just trolling y'all, but shoot, I got to share something with y'all. It ain't no bad news or anything like that, it's just reality, right? And I'm going to ask y'all from my soul to yours, please do not get distracted out here. Please do not fall victim to what the system is putting out there. It's a lot of misinformation. It's a lot of trauma going around. It's a whole lot happening in our world. And the system wants you to be depressed, wants you to be in a state of being that is low vibrational. All right? It's a change and it's a shift. And what's going on in our world right now. And I'm letting you know, I'm not being arrogant or anything like that, but from 1981 to 1996, this millennial generation, I hope y'all know, we're here to shake some stuff up. But in order to shake some stuff up, right, and the next generation, Gen Z, is going to come right after, so they're watching this, right? And you got my kids' generation, which is very young. But I got on here to say this. Please do not get distracted out here emotionally, spiritually, because the system itself is, it's dying. It's dying. Old ways of living, the old ways of doing things, it's not going to last for too much longer, y'all. I'm just saying. And I don't know anything, right? I don't know all the answers to what's going on, but I'm saying this to y'all specifically because it's important that those that understand that are aligned and what's going on around here, that y'all are paying attention because without us making a change right now and shifting our consciousness, our kids are, they're going to fall victim to the system too. And the system I'm talking about is, it's a myriad of objective topics that we follow since we were kids, which is sex, love, relationships, religion, culture, class, finance, entertainment, media, you know, social platforms at this point. Please do not fall victim to these things that are being manipulated and controlled. Please do not. Please do not. We have so many truth tellers out here that are doing the right thing. You know, and I could point them out, but you have to have your own level of discernment once you're consciously awakened to what's really going on. And I could go on and on, but look, I have to speak in general topics because it gets too mixy. You know what I'm saying? But I hopped on here specifically to share something with y'all. My generation, the millennial generation, we got to be better. We got to be better. My millennial generation, we got to be better. We know too much of the truth. And sometimes that will put us in places where we're fearful or we have anxiety. And in order to make an impact out here that is generationally sound, where it lasts for not just one generation, but for 7 to 10 to 20 generations now, we have to break free mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy to do it, but we have people out here that are willing to extend a helping hand and do it, you know? And I went live on this main page because I know that, you know, some people are going to take this as, oh, man, this guy, what is he talking about now? This guy, big keys. And it's like, it's not even about that. I don't even have energy to give that to or to give to that today, you know, or any point in my life. But I will tell you this. We got to be better. We have to protect our youth. We have to protect our ways of life. We have to protect the kids that are looking up to us. So my millennial generation, this is a call out to you. No, real talk. This is a shout out to you. The Gen Z's watching and our older generation is waiting for us to take control of the wheel and lead our world into new places, new ways of thinking, because it's not happening, you know, without the proper techniques and strategies. It's not happening if we're not prepared. So, you know, and I say my generation because millennial generations, because we help create a lot of these social platforms. We help create a lot of these trends. We help create a lot of these, you know, new ways of doing things. Like, I'm not saying that arrogantly, but from 1981 to 1996, specifically for y'all, please, 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 please educate the youth the right way. Please, please, we are star seeds just like Gen Z is, just like our elders where we are star seeds. We return here for a bigger purpose that many people won't understand, and a lot of this Instagram live will go over people's heads, but that's okay. That's okay. Not everybody's going to get the fight. Not everybody's going to get into the war. Not everybody's fearless out here. You know what I'm saying? I'll be more specific when I say this. I'm getting a lot of wisdom from the elders, and they're telling me that this generation that I'm in, and I'm talking about born from 1981 to 1996, that if we don't get our stuff together and start making a conscious effort to change the ways of living out here, we'll be doomed. If we keep living the same lifestyle that we looked at when we were kids and saw, like, oh, this is popping. Oh, this is not, nah, this is one of the people I need to follow. Like, think about social media in general. Like, you guys are, we're just following. I say you guys, no, we are just following people. We're just following people. That is a level of influence that can be dangerous if it's not poured in the right places. And I woke up with this on my spirit because I had to let it off. You know, this was what was called to me this morning. I don't know what exactly, but this is what has been called for me to share with you guys. The elder generation is saying it's time to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I'm not going to tell y'all what to do. I'm not going to tell y'all how to live, what to think. But our millennial generation, this is specifically being accountable for us. We can't try to force our thoughts and our ways on anybody else, but we have to know that the right way is already in us. That's why you have to be rooted and grounded in who you are. I'll tell you this. This is my last thing before I hop off live. I wake up every single day knowing that my skin color is something that is hated on. My culture is something that has been pushed underneath the rug. They're now changing history to be forgotten about. And that's why I'm saying this generation, this millennial generation, specifically us, if we allow them to cover up all the history and all the things that have happened to our human race and what has been done, we will be doomed. That's all I'm saying. So all the young kids that may not understand it yet, that's fine. You're going to come into this. But to my generation, be better. Be better. Do not get distracted out here. Do not get, you know, do not get to a place where you're stagnant. We have a lot of entrepreneurs. We have crypto. We have NFTs. We redefine art. We have the metaverse coming. We have all these great things coming, you know what I mean? But still, when chaos happens and trauma happens, we revert back to our old ways. They're trying to do everything possible in order to keep us in a low vibrational state. A low vibrational state. If you don't know what low vibrational state of being is, please go look it up. But I'm specifically talking to my generation right now that if we do not teach our kids the truth of this world and what has happened and what has taken place, it will be lost in history. We will be lost. We will be the generation that's lost in history. Black, white, red, yellow, don't matter what color you are, there has been some type of part of your history or our human history that has been erased for purposes that go way beyond our understanding. And I won't tell you that I know everything. I know nothing, right? I know nothing. I'm just a star in the universe. But what I do know is when I'm called to share things and I pop out like this, it's for attention that goes way beyond, you know, what I can understand physically at times. I understand, you know, spiritually, but don't understand it physically and why I'm put in certain places, but and it's all, but look, I'm going to end my point here. To my generation and to the older generation, we must bridge the gap, and it's happening now, but we must do it faster.
Now, what did you think of that, Ben?
Oh, he get it. He on it.
Yes. Yes, he's got some of it. I just wish, and I see this in common with a lot of the young people, okay? I'm hoping that at some point they understand that this technology is not for them. The metaverse doesn't belong to you physically. You have a built-in metaverse, okay? Not this artificial thing that Zuckerberg and the Zionists want you to believe is yours. And see, this, once you understand the nuances of how your opposition moves, then you'll understand that hip-hop don't belong to you either. And that whole culture is not yours. It's being promoted by somebody else to give you the illusion that it's yours. You see? And they don't go outside that realm because it interferes with their control. The most dangerous thing on this planet is an independent black man.
So I had some young people talk to me the other day about that megaverse. And what is catching their attention is they looking at it from a financial, you know, thing. They want to invest.
Are.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I, you know.
Because they don't understand. Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ben. Don't finish.
No, I was just saying, I was trying to explain to them, you know, what we have been discussing about it, but, you know, it's being presented to them as far as a financial thing.
Yes. You're absolutely correct. They don't see the control mechanisms in it.
Yeah.
That's what they're missing. And this is what I hear from people like Kyrie and Kanye. Okay? Classic examples. They just cut it all off from these brothers. That's why I respect them so much. Okay?
because you can count on one hand in our history in this country of the people that stood up against what these brothers have stood up against. It doesn't happen every day. And they won one right after the other. And there's several more. They don't have the name recognition that they do. But some brothers have stood up and defended them. All right? But I just wanted to get that on the tape, and I don't, you know, I don't expect him to know the things that some of us know. But I expect the young people to be wise enough to admit the things you don't know and seek counsel for that which you really don't understand. See, we're going to get into some of this metaverse, all right, on this crypto. See, he's pushing crypto. We don't have crypto. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have what you're allowed to have. See, Nancy Pelosi went to Egypt today for climate change. So you probably say, well, why is she going to Egypt for climate change? Why is that more important than speaking to your House members? And you've just lost the Speaker of the House. You just lost that position. How does that work? Should be obvious that what's going on in Egypt is more important, right? And all of this feeds right back into the metaverse, climate change, and a host of other things that these people are going to try to drop on everybody once they collapse the system. See, I keep saying the collapse of the system is being done purposely.
Right.
And you know something, Bev?
I
go back to the late 80s, early 90s with Nasara. I think the other one is called Jisara.
Right.
And I said before, some years back, that in doing research on that, years and years ago, I found that it was a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Oh, no more debts and free money. That's the Great Reset.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's been a rabbit hole. And people are happy because they hear no more debt. How about no more lives to go with it? Okay. Look, family, we've pointed out that Obamacare was really not about Obamacare. It was about control. It's about creating the environment where things like racism have been declared a medical health emergency. You follow me? Racism is a medical health emergency. So if you're accused of being a racist, we therefore have to treat you with medications, Big Pharma.
And that's why they keep throwing that out there. Racist.
Correct.
This and racist that.
Yes. Remember We Happy Few?
Mm-hmm.
See, we just have to go back to all that research that we did talking about what was coming, because that's right out of 1984. I'm sorry. It's called... Not 1984, it's Brave New World, where the population is medicated and supports indiscriminate illicit sex as their form of exercise, entertainment. But everybody's given a regimen of drugs on a consistent basis. And that's to control behavior. And the people are so drugged up, they've lost all concepts of what reality is. Remember, children are now produced in the lab. There's no longer any real birth. And once you get a certain age, Ezekiel Emanuel, because this is what he said, you hit 70, it's time for you to leave the planet. That's your cutoff point. Up until that point, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do as long as you take this drug regimen of drugs, because you're not going to do anything once you're on them drugs, period. It's all about behavior. That's why I keep hammering. Much of the problem I see with younger people today is their behavior. And just like the media is a primary indicator of where the people are, because if they ain't watching you, how the hell are they going to follow you? But just like that's the case, the same applies with behavior. You can tell where people are based on their behavior. You ain't got to say nothing. It speaks for itself. So now, again, another family member sent me this piece today, and I think I sent it to you, Bear, from Miss Polly.
Oh, I haven't heard from her in a while.
Nor have I. I just coincidentally looked her up a couple of days ago. And all I saw was, you know, older things and things that just really, you know, I wasn't interested in. So anyway, one of the families sent me this. Okay, now this is about 35 minutes, but I want you to pay close attention. All right, it's entitled Kanye Drops a Bomb. Who is Harley Pasternak? And why should you care? It'll all be explained to you in her presentation. So we got to check all of this out, family, but I think you'll enjoy this. Because, again, much of what she's going to talk about, we've already told you in terms of the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, entertainment, industrial complex. All right, that's now unfolding and manifesting before our eyes. You wouldn't have no so-called coronavirus, COVID-19 medications without DARPA. That's the military. The scientific paradigm / psychological paradigm that we're up under now, because everything is being used to program people. Propaganda is a programming tool to get you to act in a particular way, behaviorally. MK Ultra was run by behavioral scientists, not heart surgeons. Behavioral scientists. COINTELPRO fell up under that. We call it today's version PsychoIntelPRO. You're up under a gigantic psychological intelligence program. And by the way, family, I've done my duty in terms of electoral politics. I voted yesterday. I will not be voting again for the remainder of the time I'm on this planet. I don't care who runs. Malcolm said the ballot or the bullet. The ballot is obsolete. That's what they're showing you.
Yeah.
Okay. So for those who want to stand behind the ballot, go right ahead. I merely will warn you to make sure you have access to your bullet.
Now, let's go here, because you'll find this quite interesting, fam. Then we can dissect it afterwards. But much of this is going to come up under the heading or the aegis of climate change. Just keep that in mind. That's why Nancy Pelosi is in Egypt.
Well, Kanye West today and the recent revelation he made on social media, which pointed the finger directly at one individual named Harley Pasternak as being a vicious celebrity handler. That's what I'm going to call him. Kanye, by the way, wants to be known as Ye now, and I'm going to do my best to call him Ye, but old habits are hard to break, so forgive me if I keep saying Kanye over and over. And listen, if you're someone who doesn't follow Hollywood, doesn't care about, you know, today's music at all, it doesn't matter. This video is not celebrity gossip. This video is really important because it exposes Kanye exposes what has been going on in Hollywood and the music industry for so many years, and that is the way celebrities are punished and rewarded and used, viciously used, to create the narrative. And then the narrative creates the culture. And then the culture influences society. And all of this plays into what we are seeing today, where we got to today, with our economies teetering on the brink all over the place, with the woke agendas, and with the world seemingly on the brink of a war that I think in the end the technocrats want to win and install a global governance system with social credit, programmable money that has an expiry date on it. And although Ye West is not talking about that stuff, he's talking about his own personal experience with being handled and controlled and threatened and drugged and institutionalized by his handlers. And you'll see how much he's lost along the way by talking about this. That's what he's focused on, but I argue it all plays into the same thing. So in this video, I'm not only going to be talking about Ye West and his current situation, but I'm going to show how it plays in to MKUltra mind control on the entire population. I'm going to show you a couple of other celebrities who have also come out and made similar allegations in the past, but nobody, to my knowledge, has gone as far as Ye West has in exposing one of the actual members and showing evidence of how it works. And I have these two movies here because I think you should go and watch them afterwards so you'll get a better idea of what's going on. If you haven't seen Slave Princess by Liz Crokin, you should go watch that. It's all about the handlers of Britney Spears. And then this movie, Out of Shadows, talks about what's going on in Hollywood and how when you let corruption get as bad as it's gotten, the most evil things take place. Okay, but let's get to the story with Kanye West. And in order to tell this in a semi-dramatic fashion, I want to go back in time first to 2016. In November 2016, at a concert, Ye stopped the music and he went on a fairly lengthy rant. And he talked about corruption and collusion in the music industry. And he was talking about how certain artists get promoted, and the certain artists who get promoted seem to promote a lifestyle, a certain sort of black identity. And I think, you know, many people have commented that rap changed at some point from being joyful and poetic and having very insightful political commentary and social commentary to this gangster rap thing. And that shaped the black culture in a big way. The youth latched onto it. They could see how many rewards that the bad boy rappers were being given, and they kind of started living up to those standards, living down to those standards. Anyway, it's not like Kanye said any of this explicitly, and I'm not putting words in his mouth, but I'm just saying that in 2016, he went, quote, off message. And he got punished for that. After this concert, they moved in on him really fast. He was taken to hospital, escorted by the police, and then institutionalized for 7 days, kept under a psychiatric hold for 7 days. And then his concert tour was canceled out from under him. All right, that happened in 2016, and Ye survived that and came back and kept making albums, kept selling fashion, kept publicly appearing. I think they thought they had him under control, but fast forward to 2022. And Ye started making waves again. First thing he did, he went out in public with Candace Owens wearing White Lives Matter shirts. Now, they're both black. They were making a political statement that they've had enough of the cancel culture. They've had enough of woke ideology, that it's all BS. The people behind the culture are not honest. Anyway, this caused a big stir, and then just a little later, Ye tweeted out, I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone whoever opposes your agenda. Boom. I mean, mega boom. This kind of led to a hashtag trending on Twitter called The Noticing, and it's all about exposing some of the narrative control, let's put it that way, that the Jewish power brokers have exhibited over the years, over the many years, over the decades. And it was like they wanted to prove him right. It was like they wanted to prove him right, that you couldn't speak out against anyone who was Jewish, the powerful Jewish people. You couldn't speak out against them without being called anti-Semitic and blackballed. Well, they did exactly that. There was a massive push for censorship right after he did that, for anything he said, for anybody noticing what he said and noticing the names involved. They went full court press to try to demonize him after that. And sure enough, he started losing sponsorship, etc. It was not long after that that Ye decided to go on a YouTube channel, a show called Drink Champs. Here, I'm going to play a short clip of that right here.
Now, let's have a conversation. But you ain't going to send Harley Pasternak, Puff Daddy, Meek Mills, Kim Kardashian, none of the usual suspects, and get me to stop talking. You're going to have to take my life.
Did you hear the name? He called out a guy called Harley Pasternak. He said, I don't care if you send Harley Pasternak after me. I'm not going to shut up. Well, that was the first name he named. And later on, he backed that up with some evidence. As it says here, he posted a screenshot of Harley Pasternak text. He texted Ye West. And this is what that screenshot said. It said, I'm going to help you one of a couple of ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation. But you don't use cuss words. And everything that is discussed is based in fact and not some crazy stuff that dumb friend of yours told you or you saw in a tweet. Second option, I have you institutionalized again where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Playdate with the kids just won't be the same. That's Harley Pasternak talking to Ye West because Ye West was saying things that were inconvenient to the power brokers around him. And actually, the power brokers of this world who want the narrative to stay intact, who want all their little slaves. And it really does seem to me that celebrities are slaves to these people, the handlers. Because if they can keep their people, you know, fat and happy and rewarded for saying the stupidest things, for promoting the dumbest causes, for going out there and pressing people, for example, to take poison injections. Well, if they can keep that intact, they've won the whole game. The world will go there. And like, we're teetering right now on the brink of going there. But Ye just busted that narrative big time with evidence. You either play along, little monkey, or we're going to take all of your toys away. Well, they did. They did as much as they could. Before that text was sent, they did as much as they could to threaten and coerce Ye to make him stop talking. I mean, here's a Forbes headline, "Billionaire No More, Kanye West's Anti-Semitism Obliterates His Net Worth as Adidas Cuts Ties." And it was much more than Adidas, but Adidas was one of the last ones. And it was a big contract with Ye, so he lost a lot of money there. But none of it worked. He kept going out there and saying whatever he wanted to say. Oh, they tried to get him to just apologize, just say sorry, just pull it back a little, Ye. They tried, and they failed. And so the big guns came out. Harley Pasternak came out and told him, "I will have you institutionalized again, again." And so we know that's who did it the first time in 2016. That's who did it the first time. I want to point something out to you before we go on, because this is exactly what Kanye West is talking about. From his Wikipedia page, it says, "Pasternak is Jewish and grew up in a typical Ashkenazi household." And that is not from Wikipedia. It's actually from a magazine called The Forward. Harley Pasternak, Jewish Fitness to the Stars, published in 2013. All right, so many have noticed that what happened to Ye, the machine's overreaction, all the denials that Jews have any power, all the hit pieces smearing Kanye West, all the calls for censorship of anything he's ever said and anyone reposting any of it, the canceled contracts, and now the overt threats. Are these, would you say, proving Ye's point? I think they are. And then, you know, the latest, Amy Schumer linked Kanye West to Nazis during Saturday Night Live comeback. This was just the other night. Oh, gee. She linked him to Nazis. Like, that's never been done every day by the left, by the people setting the agenda. They call everybody Nazis. Everybody. So this is not shocking at all or funny. Amy Schumer is Jewish. And she also happens to be one of Harley Pasternak's clients. Coincidence? I mean, okay, so who is this Harley Pasternak guy? He is supposedly a personal trainer. That's it, just a personal trainer. He says, celebrity trainer, nutrition expert, best-selling author, TV personality, and gym designer, Harley Pasternak. Well, let's have a look at his celebrity client, shall we? Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kim Kardashian, they're the ones at the top of Pasternak's celebrity clients page. And you know Kim Kardashian there? She's married to Kanye. That is Kanye West's wife. And her entire family is involved with Harley. I think the youngest one, Harley Pasternak, has been like a co-star of one of her shows. He's deep, deep, deep in with that family. And the Kardashian family itself has been pivotal, sadly, so sadly, in setting culture for the last 8 years, maybe longer. Bruce Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner, so brave. I have a hard time with this. A woman of the year, former Olympic athlete Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner. And Kanye married into that family, of course. Now he's separated from Kim because who knows why? Hard to tell. But what isn't hard to tell is how influential this Harley Pasternak personal trainer is. Look at his client list. Okay, that was page one. Here's page two. I cannot go over all these people. But Jessica Simpson, huge. Bono, huge. Katy Perry, huge. Adam Levine. There's Amy Schumer. Will Ferrell. Rihanna. Megan Fox, Miley Cyrus, Amanda Seyfried, Jane Fonda, Alicia Keys, Mac Miller, Tobey Maguire. I mean, every name is boom. So you can have a look yourself. And I'm going to show you a selected few of those later, just to give you an example of what's gone on with some of them since they've been with Harley Pasternak. And I only looked into a few. All right, so I've just told you, you know, how influential this Harley Pasternak is and how he's perfectly confident, apparently, making threats that he can have a huge celebrity like Kanye West institutionalized again, right? He just does that. And yet, this is so weird. This is kind of an unsequitur, but I want to show you this because, I mean, it's just odd. This is from a year ago. This is Harley Pasternak appearing on a local British Columbia YouTube channel that only has 11,000 subscribers. This video only got 790 views, and he's doing some healthy breakfast spot. You think that's strange? Well, you don't know the half of it. Let's get into the real heavy stuff about the background of this Harley Pasternak guy. From his Wikipedia page, it says, during his time at University of Toronto, Pasternak served as nutrition and exercise scientist at Department of National Defense's DCIEM, Defense and Civil Institute for Environmental Medicine. And that was from 2005 to 2007, they say. As a scientist, Harley focused on performance physiology and nutrition with a specialty in caffeine and ephedrine. By the way, thank you to Restoring Order on Twitter for this find. Harley Pasternak, in his own words, in this video, says, working for the military, I wasn't governed by the same laws that the typical person was, so I could look at the impact of certain drugs that are not everyday things.
And the area of that I was interested in was how drugs and food affect muscular performance. And
when you say drugs, so that like performance enhancing drugs, or they
all kinds of drugs.
Right.
So working for the military, I wasn't governed by the same laws that the typical person was, so I could look at the impact of certain drugs that are not everyday things. So we looked at a drug called modafinil, right, which was for narcoleptics. So if you give a soldier this drug, how long could they stay awake for without having any health detriment?
It will keep you awake, but it's not a stimulant.
Really?
So if a special forces person has to stay awake for 3 nights waiting for the right opportunity to do whatever they have to do, we could give them modafinil and we keep them alert.
Experimental drugs, not bound by typical laws. And did you hear what he was talking about? Endurance. Drugs for endurance. Keeping people awake for long periods of time without them being high. Restoring Order says, the stuff with the DND gets weirder. This branch of the Canadian government once included the Defense Research Board. The Defense Research Board quite literally funded MKUltra, as did the CIA. This program involved forced experiments with drug sensory deprivation and brainwashing. And so you look at what Harley Pasternak said about his research all these years later, and it sounds exactly the same to me. What else about Harley Pasternak? Here's something. Harley Pasternak is a faculty member at the Dalhousie School of Public Health in Toronto. This may be of more significance, of course, to people in Canada, but the Dalhousie School of Public Health is privately funded by a couple. And it has played into the insane subversion of public health, especially now during the COVID era. All connected. But there's one more thing I found about Harley Pasternak that I think just tips the scales into how he is instrumental to the dystopia and how the things they're doing to celebrities are slowly being done to the public as well. Harley Pasternak, an advisor to a company called Optimi. Optimi Health says, our promise is to make a future whereby natural psychedelic alternatives aid a wide variety of mental health conditions. Boom. Just a little bit more here to show you about this company, Optimi, that he's an advisor for. It's licensed by Health Canada to produce and distribute natural grade psilocybin and other psychedelic substances, most notably MDMA. MDMA is ecstasy. So really, this to me is how they plan on us being happy when we own nothing. Like Harley Pasternak says in an interview about when he first met Lady Gaga for being his client, he says, for her, it wasn't about fitness. For her, it was about stamina and staying awake and energized for her grueling concert tours. Aha. The promise is to bring this to more and more people using psychedelics for endurance of what, the horrible conditions we're going to be living in when we get shoved into these 15-minute cities and we're trapped everywhere we go and our money expires if we don't use it and our electric cars won't go past the city boundaries, this sort of thing. Are we going to need psychedelics so that when we own nothing, we will be happy? And by the way, it's Canadian, as is Harley Pasternak, as are a bunch of his clients. Just quickly, let's see how well his other clients have fared. I'm going to show you this graphic. Robert Downey Jr. and Juliet Lewis both had mental breakdowns. Jennifer Hudson had three family members killed in a horrible execution-style shooting. Ariana Grande had a massive terror event at one of her concerts in the UK. Ellen Page, now Elliot Page, is a trans man. Cut off her female body parts to become a man. And by the way, hey, notice this. On his website, Harley Pasternak still calls this person Ellen Page. Isn't that some kind of wolf crime? Isn't it called dead naming? Anyway, I don't personally care. And I'm not going to go through all these because I might do a whole other video about them, but have a quick look. Freeze the screen if you need to. Pause and read it. All right. I want to quickly play the clips, like I mentioned that I was going to, of Randy Quaid talking about this very phenomena. I think it was back in 2010. And then I'm going to go right to Dave Chappelle talking to Oprah about this same kind of thing. Ready, go.
Okay, let's talk about the concerns that you have for your safety. You say that you're staying in Vancouver, you're staying in Canada because you don't want to come to the States because you're afraid of these people who are out to kill celebrities and you specifically. Why do you have that fear?
I have a fear, that fear because there, for the last 3 years and really the last 20 years, there I've been racketeered on. My finances have been decimated by a group of people, such as my ex-attorney, my ex-business manager, and an estate planner, specifically. And they have conspired together to co-opt my corporations, put in trustees without my knowledge.
But are they now trying to kill you?
Well, yes. I mean, they... Not in a sense where, you know, they're going to come over and shoot me with a gun or anything like that, but the way they've manipulated the system, the court system, to have us falsely arrested and to make it impossible for us to operate from on a daily basis in the most basic way. I mean, banking,
right.
Owning a house, renting a house.
Right.
Renting a car. I mean, we cannot function.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, it's not that you feel that someone's going to kill you literally, it's that you feel that they're just trying to decimate you and take things away. If that's the case,
I feel that if things keep going the way they are, if things keep going the way they are,
yeah.
And we don't do something about it to expose these people,
yeah.
My wife and I will be out on the street, and we'll have nothing to eat. Okay, that's how bad it is.
Okay.
And I knew I was going to leave, so I got a head schedule, and I bounced. And I didn't tell anybody where I was going. The whole time, they're trying to convince me I'm insane. They were trying to get me to take psychotic medication. Yeah. Like I'm sitting around, you know, I was stressed out, but the people that were touching them, they're trying to convince me I'm insane. They were trying to get me to take psychotic medication. Yeah. they're trying to convince me I'm insane. They're trying to get me to take psychotic medication. Yeah. Like I'm sitting around, you know, I was stressed out, but the people that would tell me I was insane, I believed that they knew what was going on. So this was troublesome.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not taking this medicine, man, because I know these people be trying to control you or maybe discredit you. I was afraid, like, you
but
know,
you were stressed out. That's why.
No question. But it's very stressful for someone to constantly walk behind you and say, you're insane.
Oh, hey, how about this?
I showed up to work the first week, and they, where my office used to be, they built a wall there.
Why?
I didn't know why. But it came out later that they were like, well, they said you wanted it. I don't want to be walled up in the office. Quiet, hanging out and talking.
Okay. Nobody. I mean, people let these guys tell their stories at the time, but nobody took it seriously at all. They just were like, wow, that's some awesome celebrity gossip. But they didn't, how deep it is. It might have seemed like just celebrities being either paranoid or complaining about their finances, but this is really, really twisted. Really twisted stuff. It is like MK Ultra for celebrities, keeping them in line so that they can be used, and we will punish you if you don't, if you step out of line. Or we might just punish you for the sake of creating a narrative, like Ariana Grande with the terror attack happening at her concert. I have to explain to you that I'm of the opinion that some of these things are staged events. I don't mean they didn't happen. They really happened, but they happened for a purpose. I mean, terrorism is an act of violence committed for political ends, right? We just don't know for sure who the terrorists are, if you get my picture, if you get my meaning. All right. Harley Pasternak, supposed celebrity trainer, outed by Ye West, and I thank him. Oh, and by the way, Randy Quaid thanks him too. Randy Quaid on October 6th says to Ye West, Satan has stopped the eyes and ears of our enemies. You are unity doing God's work. Courage is a gift. You are so very gifted. Peace, Ye. I believe Ye West is exposing the same thing that Randy Quaid and his wife, Evie, have been fighting to expose for so long. They have been trying, but they have been driven a little crazy by this. And so, like, I don't think they're crazy, okay? Randy Quaid, if you happen to see this, I don't think you're crazy. I get the drama. I get the beard. I get the, like, screw you society. I'm just going to be who I am because... You know why. And Ye West is out there punching. So I can understand why people are cheering him on. People who know about this stuff. Harley Pasternak, celebrity trainer, one of many. Don't forget, he's not the only one out there. There's probably competing factions in this as well. But who does he work for? He did not come up with this by himself. He gets told what to do, too. By whom? I mean, do you think if he came up with this on his own and he was an honest guy and he was really busy with all these celebrities, that he would have made that weird little breakfast thing I showed you earlier a year ago without good lighting on some unheard of YouTube channel? Who trained him? Who trained him to train the celebrities? We know for sure that one level of this training came from the military. And then the trainers, some of these trainers, go on to film sets where they are introduced as the fitness coach for the cast, but they probably weasel their way to get in good with certain celebrities that they are then going to groom and promote because they are under the control of a trainer and they will adhere to the narrative. They know the carrot and stick method works with people, right? So the trainer trains the celebrities. And they use social media to reward or punish celebrities. Because as Carly says, when cameras started to be on phones, if you were in a grocery store and you saw Kirstie Alley had put on 70 pounds, you would take a photo and then upload it to Perez Hilton. And then everyone would know and it would be a thing. Because of that, celebrities are always in the public eye and they feel there's more of a need to always be within striking distance. You can't let yourself go anymore because it will hurt your ability to get endorsements, he said. So you see, social media has allowed, it's like the gossip columns writ large. They can be humiliated on a whim by one bad photo. Their careers can be wrecked. They will feel bad about themselves, get anxiety. Carly knows this, and he uses it to manipulate his clients. And isn't this an interesting observation he made? Pasternak says this cultural shift has made it easier to train celebrities than it is to train non-famous people. Wow. Now, I know because he's a fitness trainer, the normies, the people who are not enlightened and haven't been initiated into the different levels of language out there, they'll see the word trainer and they'll just think fitness. So it's easier to get celebrities to get into shape because they're on camera a lot. But I read it and thought, because of all this social pressure and social shaming that can happen to them in an instant, it's easier to train them into the narrative, into obedience, than it is to train normal people. So yes, with social media, it's easy to police everyone and make sure they adhere to the narrative, which feeds the overall agendas of who? The military? The global government? And isn't it something that he works for the Dalai Lama School of Public Health? Because what are they doing right now? They're making everything a public health issue. You can see it when celebrities go off message. They call it a mental breakdown and they institutionalize them. But in the wider world now, they're talking about racism being a public health issue. And doing right now, they're making everything a public health issue. You can see it when celebrities go off message. They call it a mental breakdown and they institutionalize them. But doing right now, they're making everything a public health issue. You can see it when celebrities go off message. They call it a mental breakdown and they institutionalize them. But in the wider world now, they're talking about racism being a public health issue and climate change being a public health issue, aren't they? And so now you've got this idea that if anybody goes off message, they might be considered a risk to themselves and to public health. And then maybe you use experimental drugs to lobotomize those who can't be trained successfully in any of the other ways. My argument thus far is that they're shaping culture through controlling these celebrities, and that has a lot of trickle-down effects. But here's something else that you must know from Harley in an interview in 2019. He claims that among his clients are kings, heads of state, and Russian businessmen. So this isn't just about singers and actors. This is about our politicians, our heads of state, the people who truly are putting the agenda items into practice out there, who are making laws, who are punishing people, who are leaving our borders open, who are pushing poison injections on all of us. That is stunning. And I hope he's lying. But you know what? Somebody is handling the politicians just like somebody is handling Ye West. And they don't have the God-given inner strength that Ye apparently does. I'm going to stop talking now. Thanks a lot for being here. Go over to AmazingPolly.net where you will find a way to contact me, a way to support me if you'd like. Thank you so much to everyone who has. You will find interesting videos from around the web. You'll find interesting articles from around.
So what do you think, Bea? Family, we have sent Bev off to warm up them greens from Monday night. So while she's cooking them greens, or warming up them greens, I'm going to go here.
No, I'm here. I have my mute on. I mean, amazing Molly. I mean, she's amazing like she always is. She tell it like it is.
Yes. I just found it interesting because so many of the things that she hit on outside of this dude specific, this Pasternak character, this
right.
Jewish character, we have been warning that this is what these people are going to do and that they're using these celebrities as more or less Judas goats, all right? And it's interesting that you've got people willing to be followers. Well, what is a follower? You know, long before this stuff, as far back as I can recall, we have been telling people don't follow anybody. Because to follow somebody means that you are somehow less than them. No followers. There are a million other words that you can use, which will give you equal standing in terms of your humanity, which is what's really important. It has nothing to do with you being followers of anybody. And I've said it on this program many times. I don't want nobody following me around. You see Dave Chappelle pointing out that he looked over his shoulder, and there's his follower, his handler. Here, take a pill. Don't worry about it. What pills was Michael Jackson under before they took him out of here?
Exactly.
What pills was Prince under because he was concerned about taking certain medications?
Yeah.
Because he was sick at the time. What pills was he taking? You see?
Don't forget Whitney Houston.
Absolutely. Same deal. Didn't even want to tell nobody that she had made her transition. Because it was some award ceremony going on. So you can't have everybody concerned about someone who they said was at the top of her profession. All of a sudden, ODing, strung out on drugs. How about that? A lot of these people end up checking up out of here. Allegedly strung out on drugs. And we ain't talking about the drugs that you and I, you know, at the street level would probably succumb to. We talking pharmaceuticals.
Didn't she say he was from the military?
Yes. But a particular part of the military in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But it all came up under the heading of MK Ultra. That's the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we look at the internet, it's a psychological control program. Came out of DARPA. The same people that gave you MK Ultra. And they, again, they have told you that whether you like something or thumbs up something or whatever is all psychological. The games, the psychological programs, they've admitted all this stuff. And they just sitting back gathering data to further figure how to program you. What stimuli do you adhere to? What makes you tick? Because then I'm going to use that in conjunction with other things, and eventually I'm going to control you. Whether you realize it or not. But the other important thing is the whole climate change agenda, as Miss Polly spoke, right? It's just amazing sometimes how we on the same page at the same time. It's happening all the time. But she's talking about climate change being used to give people psychological designations where they can be put on
these drugs, these mind-altering drugs, like We Happy Few. And so the people will get angry at you, remember, Bear, in We Happy Few. You can Google that term, family. It should come up, We Happy Few. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff. So the people that didn't take the drugs, the people that did take the drugs were mad at them and would turn them in some cases even kill them, because they weren't on the drugs. Now, that's very close to what happened in, not 1984, Brave New World. Check out the series, family, if you didn't read the book. And you'll find that the guy that came from the hood, the little white boy, he was looked at as crazy by the people in the controlled environment because they were all on drugs. Wait a minute. Hey, Bev, do they have new drug dispensaries for weaponized marijuana in Detroit?
They got dispensaries everywhere.
Yeah, well, those are weaponized strains created in the labs.
Yeah.
Okay. Ain't but a step away from We Happy Few. The first time I got introduced to ecstasy was in Detroit at a rave. Years ago, no, I didn't take it. I watched the behavior of people who did, primarily young white people in the heart of Detroit, in the ghetto. That was in the 90s. Okay, so if you consider lean and all this stuff, wait a minute, where did that come from? Where is it being promoted? In the so-called culture. That's where it's being promoted. So Nancy goes to Egypt. I wonder what Sluggo with her.
Now, from my understanding, he's recovering.
Of course. Alone. Right? But I didn't mention yesterday, Orange Man said that he was sore fighting with the other white boy. That's penis language.
Mm.
He said the thing was about a homosexual thing gone wrong.
Yeah.
And I told y'all.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's what you said yesterday.
I told y'all, it's give me my money, bitch. That's what it was, Bear.
Mm-hmm.
But on a higher level, both of those pieces we played, because they're trying to say Kyrie has mental issues too.
Well, everybody got mental issues if you don't agree with them.
Exactly. Well, let me show you where they're trying to go here. That's why Nancy went to Egypt without Sluggo for the climate.
I heard her and her husband not together, this only in name only.
Well, Bear, that's what I've been pretty much saying for all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we named some people who got that same kind of arrangement outside of Bill and Hillary Clinton. This stuff is going on all over the place. What's her name? Hamadine? Weiner.
And look at Obama and his, all that talk around that.
It's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said Maxine Waters.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay. And then we went on to name the other black woman
who was the head of the Democratic Party and wrote a book and was scared to have her blinds open. She wasn't scared of Trump.
Yeah, the Clintons.
Exactly. So within that context, they want you to now believe that the people love poverty and high gas prices and can't afford a damn thing, so they're going to line up in droves and vote for the people that created this. Go ahead, Bear.
No, I was saying her name was Brazil.
Yeah, Donna Brazil, yes. That's what she said. Those words came out of her mouth. But she's an old dyke. So this thing is much, much bigger and much more expansive than people really are willing to give it. All right? And, of course, they create this fictitional character who's also a closeted dyke named Oprah Winfrey. And they give her a show and make her a star, right? Again, always got to give these people cosmic references. And, of course, she becomes an icon in Democratic Party circles, just like all the rest of these people. But here's what they got coming for you if you're not careful, okay? And, again, this is why I voted yesterday. Schellenberger. Climate fanatics are weaponizing mental illness. Climate fanatics are weaponizing mental illness. See, this is Obamacare. This is the underlying system of control that we've been talking about for years, since the con man made you think that he was going to give you some health care. Now, the last place you want to be caught dead in, no pun intended, is the hospital. Ain't it interesting how that works? Here's what they say. And by the way, this is from Zero Heads. Quote, climate protesters are triggering widespread anger and signs of violence. And yet, Joe Biden, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and other global elites are encouraging them, which is exceedingly dangerous and irresponsible, unquote. As a case in point, Schellenberger has highlighted a particularly disturbing recent video showing a young woman cry and scream into a camera while claiming she was essentially forced to climb onto an overhead gantry above a major freeway outside London over climate change due to oil and gas extraction. It's likely police or passerby may have initially thought she was suicidal. Police were soon forced to shut down the roadway over the safety issue, while emergency responders had to put on safety harnesses to clear the gantries. A 24-year-old woman shut down a major highway in the UK just now. She says it's for the climate, but she's obviously suffering from severe mental illness, narcissism, and grandiosity. Why does it take young people like me? She asked. Human resilience to disasters is rising, and there's no scientific scenario for greater deaths from disasters due to climate change in the future. But the activists ignore these facts. Okay? So Schellenberger then describes the narcissism behind this behavior. He says, the young woman is describing herself as a victim. Sound familiar, family? The template for this, now look. Bear, what's the word we said that you should probably use as an alternative to using the word narrative, which we said was part of a psychological programming paradigm, where the more people that said that, the more they knew that their means of programming people was working, right?
I don't know what we said, but I know all the news people were saying it.
And everybody else that watched the news.
Yeah.
Because it was being programmed. The word we said that you could use, and you'll hear me use it often, is called template.
Mm-hmm.
Bev is, as the creator is responsible for me, I can't tell you how often now I hear the word template being used as opposed to narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he says, the template for this was set by Greta Thunberg. It's pathological. They are privileged elites financed by some of the richest people in the world, and they're throwing temper tantrums. Statements like, why does it take young people like me and Thunbergs? I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school. How dare you? You've stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words and grandiose, narcissistic, and manipulative. That was the little white girl, okay, who mom and daddy rich, right? And they say she's a special needs child, but they took her in front of the United Nations because they wanted to play on the sympathies of the people, right? So they go to, I think she was like 13 or 12 or something like that. They go get a 12-year-old to tell you what you need to do. All right? A 12-year-old family. They say, quote, this is what he says. This is an exceedingly dangerous phenomenon because narcissism is about a lack of empathy. Ain't that the behavior that we see going on today in a lot of black culture? How many years ago did we point out that these people are narcissistic to the extreme? Look at me, look at me. And we've outlined the psychological program being used on them since the 90s. Okay? And that you could clearly see the behavior going somewhere else. And that was because of all of the fake psychological designations that had been created through the educational system run by them. So, and then they put them on SSRIs, which have nothing to do with being a real antidepressant. We now know this because the science is in that it ain't got nothing to do. It makes people who are depressed worse. Okay, now the science is in on it. And we said that's because it's not about that. These so-called SSRIs. It's about inhibiting the creation of serotonin, which works in conjunction with melanin. So you can have all the melanated you want. If your serotonin levels are out of order, you'll kill your mama if she make you angry. I hope the family understand what I'm saying here. And it don't take everybody to be on this stuff. It just takes enough people and then to have them to have followers. And so look at what you see out here. Grown-ass people running around hollering and screaming and crying because they didn't get their way. Like children. It's right out of Brave New World. Because through the use of the drugs that basically controlled emotion, people had no emotional acuity. They didn't get emotional about anything. Oh, you want some of this, kitty? Well, come on down here at 9 o'clock this evening. You can have it. But you can only have it today because I'm giving it to Red Johnson tomorrow. So don't become attached to it because I got to give it to other people that want it. Did you hear me, Megan Thee Stallion? or are you just a horse's ass? Let's keep going, because it's going to get even better here. They say, I'm a victim, so I'm a saint. I'm morally superior to you. I have a right because I have a grievance. You have an obligation towards me. They don't have any meaningful agenda. They just want to be heard. They want to garner attention. They want to become celebrities and famous. They want to control. They want to have power. They're power-oriented power. They are entitled and aggressive. Unquote. European authorities are actively encouraging these dangerously pathological behaviors by refusing to properly enforce laws and deter such crimes. The reason is because they support the cause. As such, they are, to some extent, working together. The new PM of the UK, Rishi Sunak, encouraged these protests by reinstating a ban on fracking. Does that sound familiar, Bear?
Yeah.
Ain't that what that big monster in Philadelphia that just ran against Oz? Didn't I see video of him saying, well, I'm for fracking, but I'm not for fracking, but I'm for fracking.
Hmm.
And then they told me, he won, but he can't talk without this machine that basically acts like it's a teleprompter.
Well, they say he beat Dr. Oz?
Yes.
What?
But he can't talk, Bev, unless there's
right,
a machine
exactly.
in front of him, because he has to read the words. His brain can't create the words because he's brain damaged.
And they want you to believe that people put him in office. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
No questions asked. Remember now, we heading down the don't you dare ask no questions because you're a terrorist. That's why you kept hearing the phrase election deniers by all of them.
Stevie Wonder could see through that.
Yeah, but Stevie Wonder ain't out here. Okay. So look, they say the activists feel they are winning. They are emboldened. That's why they're engaging in ever more extreme behaviors. They must be shut down. Because you see, that's what we just saw with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. The reason that they were doing what they were doing was because the political structure, FBI, CIA, et cetera, was supporting all of them. And the behavior from particularly those at the top of the food chain looked like they was zoned out on some kind of drug. And they're not alone. Okay, we pointed out to numerous politicians from AOC to, what's that dude's name out of California? With the eyes look like they've fallen out of his head.
You talking about Schiff?
Yes. Look at their eyes. There's something wrong with them people's eyes.
Yep. Dead giveaway.
Like they're on drugs and they've been up for 3 days.
Maybe they took what passed with that guy was given.
Exactly. That passed is the point, Bear.
Yeah.
So let's go on here. Because see, this is why they're pushing climate change, or part of the reason why. Because once they got you under psychological control, and remember, family, we have been featuring the Fugees, in case you didn't recognize it. And one of the first people that they targeted was Lauryn Hill. When she started busting out what was going on in the music industry, talking about certain groups of people. And what happened? She ended up going to court, and the judge sentenced her to re-education camp. Real talk, family.
And that's
nobody really said a whole lot about it. Go ahead, Ben.
And that's what the judges, some of the judges are doing when people are going to court fighting for their constitutional right. They're having them evaluated. They're saying that they're crazy. They're using the
Bingo.
Same technique.
Go ahead, Ben. Finish.
No, I'm just saying they're using the same technique.
Correct. And this is what we've been trying to warn people about. See, this ain't Democrat-Republican. It's these elite monsters using those parties or major parts of those parties to push an agenda. And there's nothing that we're talking about here tonight that they're not aware of, because they're the ones that's passing the legislation that allows for it to happen. Nobody can tell me that these politicians don't know what the major health administrator in Florida, the brother, said about these vaccines and its impact on particularly men from 18 to, what was it, 49 or 48? You mean to tell me none of these politicians heard what he had to say?
If we know, you know they know.
Exactly. But at the same time, they want you to believe that a brain dead giant is good for you. And a man who can't tell from one day to the next if he's dead or alive, who can't find his way off a stage.
And shaking hands with dead folks.
If they there. If they ain't there, he's shaking hands with nothing but air. Check this out, family. They say, let's be clear about what's occurring. Rich fanatics and the news media are weaponizing mental illness to advance a radical anti-capitalist agenda. That's textbook psychopathic behavior, lack of empathy, lack of control, panic, and antisocial behavior. Clear from the beginning of Thunberg's stardom that she suffered from an anxiety disorder. And yet, she, her handlers, and her parents all suggested that it stemmed from her profound concern over climate change. That turned out to be a lie. Thunberg's mother, a textbook narcissist, admitted as much in 2020 when she decided she needed to publish her own book. The media lapped it all up without ever asking, is this healthy psychologically for the Thunbergs and the rest of the society? Of course it wasn't. But the media egged her on and insisted that anybody who dared question whether it was ethical or healthy for the world's most influential teenager to urge panic was a climate denier. Sound familiar? Does that sound like election denier? Who was somehow threatened by a child? The gaslighting was grotesque. And they're not done. Thunberg Inc. and the media are now delivering her up as a savior from the mass psychopathology they created. You couldn't make it up. This isn't just cynical, it's also inhumane. Any doubts that this is about psychopathology stemming from fanaticism and nihilism, not climate change, can be put to rest when you consider that the main demand of the narcissist is a ban on natural gas, which is the main reason UK emissions have been declining for decades. The fanatical elites who are weaponizing mental illness are also waging class war. They are against cheap energy and industrial capitalism because they lift up ordinary people and close the gap with the elites who want distance and inequality. Naturally, the elites need to claim the opposite, that they want an end to inequality and poverty, because everybody knows the quickest way to increase inequality and poverty is by making energy and food more expensive. Watch what they do and demand. They say, quote, if a person admits that they are a victim in this narcissistic age, it should be a red flag that they are likely a perpetrator. Such is the case with climate activists. They are some of the richest and most privileged people in the world, thanks to cheap and abundant fossil fuels. Some of them, like their heirs and heiresses to the Getty Oil, Bev, what prominent D.C. family or San Francisco family is directly connected to Getty Oil and J. Paul Getty?
I don't know. Is it? No, I know the Rockefellers is education. Oh, no. Who is it?
Nancy Pelosi.
No.
And her nephew, who's the governor of California. They all come out of Getty. That's Getty Oil. You know, and by the way, I would recommend a series. I forget the name of it, but you can just Google J. Paul Getty television series. Okay, this dude had about 5-6 women that he just had sex with whenever he felt like it. He didn't have no wife. He didn't respect nothing and nobody. Go ahead, Beth.
So is this why all of these wealthy people are becoming, getting into politics?
I think that they know their chance of survival increases if they're in the political realm. Okay? And I think that they also know that that class, the governing class, will be the ones who basically reign over everybody else. And what that really means is they'll have available to them life extension technology. Okay? And the more they serve the beast, the more likely they are to be given this life extension technology so that they'll live to be 200-300. Okay? Folks that got billions of dollars like Kanye, they're not going to get there. You got to serve them. You got to serve Satan. That's his way of giving you everlasting life through technology. So they say, some of them, like the heirs and heiresses of the Getty Oil and Rockefeller Oil fortunes, are more directly beneficiaries than others. And yet, they're actively seeking to deprive others, both their fellow citizens and Africans, of those very fuels, as well as non-fossil sources of productive energy, like hydroelectric dams and nuclear power. The heirs to the Getty and Rockefeller say they are financing anti-fracking advocacy because fracking is bad for the climate. Always obvious that fracking, by creating cheap and abundant natural gas to replace coal, would reduce emissions and be great for the climate. The real and often unconscious reason that the heirs to the Getty and Rockefeller fortunes finance anti-fracking is the same reason that Putin consciously did. Fracking threatens their economic wealth, social status, and political power. okay? They say more oil and gas from fracking reduced the price and thus the value of existing oil and gas assets. It meant that the old rich had to make way for the new rich and social circle. Think of how the country club snobs look down on Rodney Dangerfield character in Caddyshack. So anti-capitalism thus became the ideology of the old rich, or what sociologist Thorstein Veblen called the leisure class. Veblen noted the importance of conspicuous consumption, the tendency of leisure class to flaunt their wealth through fancy dresses and jewelry. Does that sound familiar to you, family? Is that what many people today are attempting to imitate? You can't eat, but you want some rims. You follow me, family? So if you ain't got it, just act like you got it. They say today, elites flaunt their wealth through luxury beliefs, ideas, and opinions that confer status in the upper class while inflicting cost on the lower class, e.g., we must make energy more expensive and return to less efficient feudal modes of production to protect nature. They really mean them. Okay? Conspicuous consumption. So we're going to put an end to all that, because we're going to make your ass eat bugs. And when they come with the social credit system and the carbon credits, now we got you. Because who you are and what you do will depend on how many carbon credits you have in your system. I'm talking about your technological system, your credit system. And once you exhaust those credits, if you don't have capital, and you won't, to buy any more, everything you do will be basically done. You can't go anywhere because you'll be surveilled. All right? We call it biometric identification. They call it facial recognition. All right, it ain't about your face. It's about keeping you in your place. Okay? They say the capitalist class, the people who built their wealth from scratch, tend to feel proud, not guilty, for what they built. They defend free markets as part of their legacy. Their children and grandchildren who inherit their wealth struggle with their purpose. They tend towards neuroticism because they know at some level that they did nothing to deserve their good fortune. They compensate for their feelings of inferiority by devising various ways to put down the new rich and their workers, such as by financing activists to block roads. Why, in the end, are educated elites anti-capitalist? Because capitalism reduces their power. In other words, capitalism gives people the opportunity to create options. And they do not want you to have options. See, my form of capitalism says you make capital to neutralize it where it has no real effect on you. Make it to get yourself away from it. Make it to give yourself options. Don't think because your bank account in the future that's right around the corner says you got this, that you have that. You have only what they allow you to have. You'll own nothing and be happy. That goes for every cryptocurrency you can name. They say if climate change didn't exist, elites like Thunberg would find some other reason to be anti-capitalist. I'm going to give you another one, family. That little big-eyed white boy looked like his eyes was falling out of his head as a little white boy that was a student at the school that got shot up in Florida. Then we found out his daddy was CIA and FBI. He wasn't even there on the scene, but they built him up to be some icon for the young people, just like they did this little retarded little Thunberg girl whose eyes look like they've fallen out of her head. Do you know what I'm talking about, Bear?
You talking about the girl that was at the, what girl are you talking about? At the UN or who?
No, that's Thunberg. I was talking about the little white boy down in Florida, Bear.
Mm-hmm.
He said he rolled up on his bike. And then we went to look at him. They put him all over the country. Now, he didn't have the grades for Harvard, but they let him in there anyway.
Harvard?
Yeah, so now he's at Harvard. But his daddy was CIA and FBI.
Yeah, I remember that.
At high level. Okay? So I can't, his name escapes me. But he's all over the place. You going to say something, Bear?
Mm-mm. It's probably like that lady that was, she had, her daddy was the one that was claiming the judge had, what do you call that judge, Little Beaver or whatever, that he had raped her when they were young, when she was young.
Yeah.
And those, exactly. And her daddy was a high scientist or something. So it seemed like that they just experiment on their children.
That's exactly, if they are their children. Because as we know, we got evidence of these people basically getting children from other countries and claiming that they're theirs. Like the Supreme Court Justice Roberts. He got two children, but his wife didn't give birth to none of them.
Mm.
Okay? These people ain't had no babies. Remember, that's one of the things they accused Obama of, too.
Yeah, his two girls, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they got the picture book family, but one of them is a lesbian, the other one is a homosexual.
Yeah.
I mean, think of that boy from Florida who was getting ready to beat DeSantis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just happened to lose by a small margin. And the next thing you know, he in the hotel room with some paid male prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
And people ODing on drugs, him included. He damn near became the governor of Florida. And they said, he's the future Obama. And I said, man, they got him down to a T, up to and including the fact that he'd been in the closet all this time. And the only difference is Obama never came out the closet, just like Oprah. Okay? But everybody know what the deal is, at least everybody I know. Anyway, let's go on here. They say the victims are working people trying to pay their energy bills. They get to work and survive the worst energy crisis in modern history. Watch gas prices over the next couple of weeks, family. They say there are also young people whose anxiety disorder and narcissism are worsened by the fanatic. We need to have compassion toward the people who are plainly in mental distress. They're in the grip of a fanatical ideology. But we also need to impose strict consequences for their dangerous and pathological behaviors in order to deter others from doing the same. Okay? Now you can see why Nancy, without Sluggo, ain't holding a press conference about the health of her closeted counterpart. She in Egypt at some climate change conference. Okay? Now, I told you earlier, family, that right now I'm following Rabobank. And this came out today. Or was it yesterday? Quote, "We are on a highway to climate hell, but what does Europe really want? Environmentalism or neoliberalism?" And he go on to point out here in the article and beats the hell out of this fake legislation called the Inflation Reduction Act. I won't go through the article. You have to go and read it because it's very technical, okay? But just one little piece here from the UN Secretary General for the COP27. That's the meeting that Pelosi is at right now, okay? Well, it started with the UN Secretary General saying this, quote, "We're on a highway to climate hell with our foot on the accelerator. We're in the fight of our lives, and we are losing. Greenhouse gas emissions keep growing. Global temperatures keep rising. And our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible." Unquote. Now, disregard the fact that every single scientific metric that these people have come up with over the last 50 years has been proven to be an outright lie. Okay? Nothing that they said was going to happen has happened. Not a single solitary thing. Right about now, there should be no polar bears at the North Pole, according to these people. We even have one Negro in Congress that's so stupid that they filmed him asking a question in one of them committees and him pointing out his concerns about island countries sinking, turning upside down and just sinking. Ignorant some of these people are. And unfortunately, he was a black man. You mean to tell me you can't take 15 minutes out of your day to go and look up how islands are for the most part stable and don't tip over? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I told you, there's this one dude out of New York with an African name. His uncle was very prominent in the black liberation struggle out of New York. But that don't mean nothing. Let me tell you something, family. When you look at one of these brothers' heads and it look like it's got six corners, run. Here's a nigga with six corners on his head. That let you know he got brain damage. Okay, and he ain't alone. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, he's one of the primary people that they're looking to replace Nancy Pelosi with. Man, oh man, unbelievable, family.
Let's keep going. What's his name again?
I can't remember his name. I can just tell you he out of New York. And he got one of them African names. like Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. But if you look, if you look at him and listen to him, you think you're talking to Colonel McBragg. Y'all remember this cartoon character out of Britain that used to have a long mustache and he was a short little something? Colonel McBragg, and smoked a pipe all the time? A cartoon character. Ain't nothing African about him. Past his name. There's a bunch of them out here. That's all psychological. That's programming. Why wouldn't black people want to support this African-sounding name guy? Disregard the fact that he's whiter than any white boy you ever meet in your life. Let's keep going, because family, when you talk about climate change and implementing this stuff in the social credit system, none of it can go anywhere without the banks. That's why you see the banks removing people, censoring people, closing down the accounts. Okay? And they do it over and over. I wouldn't be surprised if Kyrie wakes up in the next couple of days, depending on what he says on social media, and find out he's been kicked out of his bank. And see, what they want to do in the near future, that's why PayPal said they're going to fine you $2,500 if you say something they don't like. Wait a minute. Who voted for PayPal for anything? Who elected them? In the future, they're not just going to close your account. They're going to take everything in it. And so will the banks. This is the Democratic Party that I voted against yesterday. Okay? And 3/4 of the Republican Party that I voted against. Check this, family. This is from the exposenews.com. UK government nudge unit is working with banks to implement social credit systems disguised as carbon guilt trip tracker. UK Gov nudge unit, this is what Obama used in his election. He used the concept of nudging. And when he wanted to push so-called health care, he used nudging, which is a psychological operation. Now, the government in the UK is using a nudge unit to work with banks to implement social credit systems disguised as carbon guilt trip tracker. In other words, they're going to use psychological programs to get you to buy into and alter your behavior. And if you don't, we got you. At the upper levels, the major corporations are being nudged through ESG. Oh, you don't want to put Black Lives Matter, paint your building with some Black Lives Matter stuff? Oh, that's all right. We got you. Well, now you won't be able to get them widgets from one of these other corporations that we basically control. Here's what they say here. You'll find this interesting, family. Imagine you just filled up at the petrol station and you get a message on your phone saying, quote, did you know this purchase is equivalent to over 200 kilograms of carbon? If you use public transport more, you'd save over half, unquote. This is a service that Kogo, a carbon impact platform, is providing for mobile banking apps such as NatWest, with the aim to inform and change behaviors. And they are working, before I go any further, remember, family, one of the major creators of the climate exchange here in Chicago was none other than Barack Obama. Remember, Bear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, they say, and they are working in partnership with notorious communist professor Susan Michie's Behavioral Insight Team. The Behavioral Insight Team, which was responsible for the propaganda and lies spouted on a daily basis during the COVID-19 pandemic in order to manipulate you into giving up your freedoms and rights without a fight. COGO is a carbon footprint management product that helps individuals and businesses to measure, reduce, and offset their impact on climate change. It has a powerful algorithm that can calculate the carbon emissions of all transactions on an account. COGO's mission statement is to, quote, support hundreds of millions of individuals and businesses across the world to be more conscious of the impact of their spending on people and the planet, unquote. Through their banking app products, businesses and consumers can track their individual carbon emissions. COGO has partnered with leading banks to transition their customers into a low carbon economy, including NatWest, RBS, Coutts, Westpac, Commonwealth Bank, ING, Ulster Bank, MasterCard, Santander, the Cumberland, Kiwi Bank, and OTP Bank. Carbon footprint trackers are being embedded in these banking apps. NatWest analyzes your monthly transactions and matches them to their industry categories like grocery or energy and transportation. Carbon footprints are then calculated by multiplying transaction amounts by emission factors. $30 on a dress at an average high street retailer, that's 16 kilograms of CO2. The same $30 spent on a dress from a charity shop could have a lower footprint of around 4 kilograms of CO2. Now, the UK's Behavioral Insights Team, also known as the Nudge Unit, which was prolific during the COVID pandemic by their application of psychological and behavioral programming warfare on the people of the UK, has partnered with COGO to explore how banks should approach their customers to be green. According to the Nudge Unit, banks should use their wealth of data to provide carbon feedback on transactions and introduce social credit style rewards and incentives to encourage sustainable behaviors, quote unquote. Sustainable behaviors. The goal is to nudge you towards a net zero future by using carbon impact prompts within app transactions to reflect the emissions generated by your transaction. These messages would be delivered at just the right moment, i.e. at the point of purchase. Don't buy that. That's going to put you in a carbon deficit position, which means you won't be able to go to work for the next 3 days. This is about transitioning to a low-carbon economy where you own less, reuse more, and eat insects. The idea is that you would be incentivized to do the right thing to save the planet. The Behavioral Insight team has suggested an exclusive bank card. Did you hear me, Jay-Z? Did you hear me, Russell Simmons? Because I remember back in the 90s, I believe it was the late 90s, when y'all were introducing your own personal bank card. See, that's part of them being groomed and given information on how to control people. And one right after the other, here they come. It's kind of like now, all these Negroes got some liquor they want to sell you with their name on it. Like they bootleggers, right? So they say the BI team, the Behavioral Insights team, have suggested an inclusive bank card. The bank offers you a special green bank card if the carbon footprint of your transactions is below a certain threshold. This card would entitle you to perks and exclusive discounts in selected stores. The classic carrot and stick. You may also receive alerts to encourage you to consider purchasing secondhand products or repairing your products. These alerts may offer guarantees to get your money back for faulty goods. This is about the push towards a circular economy where you own nothing and be happy. The Behavioral Insight team said that banks have a license to operate when it comes to introducing carbon feedback on transactions. And to seize this opportunity, the Nudge Unit recommends that banks should nudge customers to take the sustainable actions that people are most willing to take. Another company, Ecolytic, is also pushing ahead with carbon tracking. Banks like Rabobank and Tatra Banka have partnered with Ecolytic to integrate carbon tracking onto their apps, while Tatra Banka has introduced a scheme that rewards sustainable purchasing. With rewards and possible penalties, ESG's carbon reduction is about changing our buying and traveling habits by changing our behaviors. Each country has a carbon quota, and it won't be long before everyone receives their own personalized carbon quota. Many platforms are implementing carbon footprint trackers. In Davos at the World Economic Forum this year, Michael Evans, the president of Alibaba Group, said, quote, "We are developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. That's where they're traveling, how they're traveling, what are they eating, and what are they consuming on the platform." Let's not forget, the World Economic Forum published an article in September titled "My Carbon, an Approach for Inclusive and Sustainable Cities," where they said that COVID-19 was a test of social responsibility, and that we need to monitor our own carbon levels. And that's why you saw people, family, going crazy if you didn't wear a mask. Those were the people, and you'll know them because they still got them damn masks on to this day. Those are the people that are totally programmed. Okay? They say, even Norwegian supermarket chain E. Grosser Oda is now providing climate receipts to its customers to encourage them to buy the right things. If banks are gearing up for this now, what will it be like when trackable and programmable central bank digital currencies are introduced? If you've used up your carbon quota, you can't buy that product. Central bank digital currencies will give the elites control over what you can own and what you can't. The Dutch are already talking about changing their laws to monitor all transactions over 100 euros, possibly to police for net zero compliance. Last month, the former deputy governor of the People's Bank of China said, quote, by programming central bank digital currencies, money can be precisely targeted for what kind of people can own and what kind of use this money can be utilized for. Also, there's a scheme for residents of Warwickshire in England. As a result, they can earn rewards and win prizes for tracking their even sustainable travel throughout the district. Our society is slowly sleepwalking towards personal carbon allowances and mass social nudging, most likely linked to a CBDC. Family. They say, in other words, to decarbonize the West, we're moving towards a net zero social credit system based on sustainable behaviors. In the end, they don't want you to leave your house, don't want you to travel, because you are the carbon footprint they want to eliminate. Family, that's what the Green New Deal, that's what Build Back Better, that's what Joe Biden's, that's really not his, Inflation Reduction Act, because you know he ain't got sense enough to write his own name, because he can't remember it. That's what this is about. Boy, that can happen. They've got to remove the currency, which is why they've been spending trillions like they quarters. Family. That's why they want inflation. They told you, and their flunkies went right along with it, that when you had two quarters of negative growth in this country, that used to be a signal that there's a recession around the corner. And then they changed it because they felt like it. And they told you, 8%, 9%, 10% interest rates, even though you're spending 25% or more for damn near everything that you buy. They said, that ain't inflation. There's no such thing. This was just a few months ago, a couple of months ago. And now they want you to believe that people just went out of their way to go and put these people back in office. They want you to believe that. Let's go here, family. How much time we got left, Beth?
Let's see here. Hold on a minute. 13 minutes. And I want to say that Dr. Robert X do have a GoFundMe page, and you can find it on Truth to Power page. Please send your donations. This is some very important information that he's given us, so we know exactly what is going on here. And the call-in number is 323-642-1586. Push number 1 if you have a comment or a question.
Thank you, Bear. And I know I wasn't going to get through all this because I played the pieces earlier, but I thought that they were instrumental in showing you perhaps why people are standing up like Kanye and Kyrie. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These people aren't crazy. Maybe they know some of this. Okay? So now, let me show you why I said they're getting ready to crash the system. It's all being done purposely, and is being done internationally. Okay? This is from Great Game India. And I know I'm not going to have the opportunity to finish this, but it's got to start. This from Great Game India. High-level international bankers simulate the collapse of a global financial system. They say global financial system. Okay? Here's what they say. Now, this article was printed in January 15, 2022. They say, a simulation of a theory-based catastrophe of global bankers collapsing the financial system was conducted fairly recently. There was a striking similarity between this event and the infamous event 201. That was held in late 2019. Last month, high-ranking international banking representatives and organizations convened in Israel for a worldwide war game simulation portraying the global financial system's downfall. And is it real? What better place? They say the tabletop experiment was similar to Event 201. A pandemic simulation drill held in October 2019, just before COVID-19 made its global debut. Commencing December 9, 2021, the Collective Strength Project was hosted at the Israeli Finance Ministry in Jerusalem for 10 days. Reservations over the Omicron variant led to its relocation from the Dubai World Expo to Jerusalem. Treasury officials from the United States, Austria, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Thailand, and the United Arab Emirates were among the 10 countries represented amongst the Israel-led contingent. Supranational institutions such as the World Monetary Fund, the IMF, the World Bank, and the Bank of International Settlements were also represented. The exercise, dubbed a war game, aimed to replicate the reaction to a variety of theoretical large-scale cyber attacks on the world financial framework, such as the leak of delicate financial data on the dark web, hacks designed to target the global foreign exchange system and ensuing bank runs and market disarray, largely driven by fake news. The core emphasis of collective strength, that's the operation, does seem to be the enhancement of worldwide collaboration in cybersecurity and the financial sector, rather than the simulation of such intrusions, as the proposal's title suggests. Okay. They say participants in the exercise debated multilateral approaches to a possible global financial catastrophe, debt settlement grace periods, swap/repo agreements, synchronized bank vacations, and coordinated delinking from major currencies were among the policy remedies proposed. Because of its timing, the concept of simulated delinking from key currencies sparked several questions around the same day that participants congregated to inaugurate collective strength. Rumors surfaced that the Biden government was contemplating eliminating Russia from the global electronic payment messaging system recognized as SWIFT, which is abbreviation of Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. This step might be a component of a broader set of economic penalties imposed by the U.S. if Russia attacks Ukraine. The roster of participants in the collective strength simulations, which incorporates the IMF and the World Bank, as well as the World Economic Forum, indirectly stir yet more concern. In October 2019, the World Economic Forum, in collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, held a simulated event 201. The World Economic Forum also backed the establishment of financial devices, including such credit and debit cards, which could very well track personal carbon allowances, which could very well track personal carbon allowances on a personal level. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and when they say for international peace, they mean a piece of your ass. So let me read it properly. The Carnegie Endowment for International Peace of Your Ass, in partnership with the World Economic Forum, released an executive summary in November 2020 that detailed the nature of circumstance that was simulated as part of collective strength. I created another name for collective strength, and it's called If I Had a Hammer. Tim Maurer and Arthur Nelson, the report's authors, depicted a globe witnessing an unprecedented digital transformation accelerated by the coronavirus pandemic. Quote, cybersecurity is more important than ever, unquote, in this kind of a society, the authors contended. The research described global financial system protection as an organizational challenge, noting that there is no single international entity in control of safeguarding the global financial system or its digital infrastructure. The executive summary even described a, quote, disconnect between the finance, the national security, and the diplomatic community. Maurer and Nelson came up with the following solution. The requirement for greater clarity in terms of roles and obligations, strengthening the international collaboration, enhancing internationalization, and minimizing fragmentation across siloed financial firms, and creating a framework that could be applied to unspecified other industries. But which of the industries are we talking about? The authors categorized these series of suggestions under digital transformation, safeguard financial inclusion in their report. The following is an example of a proposal. The G20 should highlight that cybersecurity must be designed into technologies used to advance financial inclusion from the start rather than included as an afterthought. Digital health passports and associated digital wallets appear to be examples of technology that is used to advance financial inclusion from the start. It also appears to be in line with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, particularly Goal 16.9 that urges for all people, which would include infants, to acquire a digitized legal identity by 2030. Goal 16.9 also reminds me of the European Union's assertion that its vaccine passport, the so-called Green Pass, which will be utilized in a number of European countries to keep the unvaccinated and anyone with natural resistance out of all types of public and private settings, safeguards people's privacy. So now we know, family, that so-called vaccine passport, like so-called COVID-19, was a test to basically see how compliant you were to authority. They say the Gavi Vaccine Alliance asks for innovations that leverage new technologies to modernize the process of identifying and registering the children who are most in need of life-saving vaccines, which connects two separate challenges: global financial system security and public health. The employment of such technology would not be limited to documenting childhood immunizations. This is from January 2022, family. And they began to announce just before the election that they're going to make the venom mandatory for all children in some states, Illinois being one of those states. They use fake pandemic, fake virus, and fake venom to fake your asses out of your shoes. And it works so well that some of these folks still running around here with masks on their face. But remember, family, they use psychology to get you prepared for it. Because remember the series that went back to Tulsa, Oklahoma with the black woman becoming God. Give me the name of that, Brother Derek, quickly. Okay? The underlying theme to that whole series was everybody wearing masks. Family. Okay? They say the employment of such tech. Thank you, Brother Derek. The Watchman, yes. That's required viewing, family. The Watchman is required, the series. Well, watch the original and then watch the series. They say Gavi characterized prospective applications of these new technologies as access to other services, which included financial services in a wide sense. While concerns of financial inclusion are kept aside, the writers of the Carnegie Endowment Executive Summary echoed their recommendations in a spring 2021 paper that appeared on the IMS website. Whereas the Carnegie Report's authors and collaborators in the collective strength efforts stressed the importance of adequately protecting the financial system and its digital assets, it's uncertain how a sustained shift to a purely digital cloud-based environment can really be regarded secure. And remember, family, they told you that God was coming back in a cloud. We went over that some years ago. And that's why the technology barons, gurus, will have access to certain areas of the cloud system that you'll only dream about. You'll never have access. That's for the robots and the elite. They say, take, for example, Michael Weiss, the Israeli finance ministry's financial cyber manager, who said the following about collective strength. Attackers are 10 steps ahead of the defender, which means we got to work overtime to put this stuff in place right now. What do you think he's going to say? Similar statements are unsettling to people who already are apprehensive of fintech and the growing overlap amongst big tech and big finance, fintech. Likewise, for many, yet another simulation of a massive and deadly worldwide calamity may evoke memories of event 2001, as well as what happened afterwards, notoriously labeled as a live exercise by the then U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, on March 20, 2020. You see, family? Everything that we just covered, all that we just enunciated, that's Kyrie, Kanye, and all the rest of these things that we talked about tonight, are in fact part of a much more comprehensive, sinister psychological operation. Your elections are part of a psychological operation. The thing that I'm most pleased with is that people are waking up and are aware of who's behind this. And don't you think for one moment that while they attempt to elevate the fake feminine principle, their aim is on the Lion of Judah. Don't think for one moment that these brothers are basically telling you that you are Jew too. Don't think for one moment that this is not about Zion, Sion, and no lion. And with that, Sister Bear, we can invite the family and I can shut up because I didn't get all this in, but it's just going to have to come as we are unpacking the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, that fake document, and this relationship to what's going on now relative to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith.
All righty. I'm going to open up the lines here. So, again, the
you
number
wanna swallow
is...
First, man? You want to swallow your food first, man? You want to swallow them greens first?
No, I was up here eating on some graham crackers.
Okay.
I was just snacking. Okay, and the number is 323-642-1586. And so, okay, those of you that's on the phone, y'all already here. Okay, 424-248. 424-248 is your mic mute.
There you go.
Just ask him how many mics can you rip on the daily.
I got it open. And Lord have mercy, Jesus, and everybody in Allah and everybody in the universe. Wow, Dr. Robert X, you were kicking them and beating. You were kicking them and beating them up and down the street tonight, man. Oh, my goodness.
That's my mission, family.
Oh, I know. It's so beautiful, brother. Oh, my goodness. And I was commenting on Beverly's text number along with you.
Yeah.
You know, so, saying things like, yeah, don't forget Project, Operation Paperclip and Operation Mockingbird and Project Monarch and MK Ultra and all of the whole Nazi hierarchy that they transplanted here in this country. Mengele who preceded this new Mengele Fauci character and all of them people, and his wife is, you know, with her bioethics, you know, and you know what I mean? It's just, I mean, once you see the story and you see how from the Treaty of Versailles, literally, those Germans was all over the planet.
Yes.
And so when they put up this pill popping drugged out corporal named Adolf and Dr. Morell, who was the one controlling him through the MK Ultra, they made him do anything they needed him to do. And he followed suit because, you know, you go along to get along, right?
they did say he was constantly taking drugs and things, didn't they?
Oh, brother, man, this man was a pill popping. I mean, he had pills and drugs for everything, including sex. Everything.
Yeah.
That's what, you know. And so, I mean, once we really get clear as to, you know, breaking their foolishness story down and getting the truth in, because the truth makes you free, bro. I mean, you put it out here so heavily tonight. I mean, everybody must listen to this show tonight. This must be a study show, I'm telling you, because this show brought it all straight out, and you take it straight out of their mouth, as usual. That's what I love about you. You put it forth straight out of their mouth. You're not saying it. They say
no, just reading, that's all. Just reading.
Yeah.
Didn't
you tell
us reading is...
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't the NAACP tell us reading is fundamental? I'm
there
sorry, that's
go.
The United Negro College Fund. Reading is fundamental. I believe them.
Yeah, except they teach them how to unread, unbelievably. But anyway, that's Herschel Walker, as you can see.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, so I mean, all of this selection nonsense that Dick Gregory told us about in 1968, that there was selection.
Yeah.
You ought to know that since then. You know, I mean, all of a sudden he got 10 million votes in Pennsylvania, and then, he was going to be president? Oh, wait a minute, wait. So they shut the whole thing down and rebooted everything and got the 10 million votes to the proper Dick, if you understand
That's
what
right.
I'm saying. Yep. So it's not about just being right. It's about knowing the story. If you got the story, otherwise they got a story for you. So I
you
pray that
building?
I'm sorry?
I just said you on it.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, brother. I'm just so happy to hear you. I mean, man, just so happy to hear your beautiful research and presentation. Man, oh, man. So I hope I can help. I hope I can compare on Friday. I'm going to come out with some things on Friday.
Yes, sir.
So hope you'll listen in then, because, man, oh, man, this was terrific.
I will do that. And you on Friday with Bev?
Yeah, I'm on Friday with Bev. Yep.
Bev, give us the info on that, Bev.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. He's going to get it out. Yep, for sure.
Yeah, give it to the family. Oh.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's only day after tomorrow, so we ain't talking a long time.
Yeah,
I know.
Correct. It's already a warning. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna be like the physician's desk reference. Forget the first three pages on this drug. Go read the last page.
I feel you, family.
Yeah. All right, brother. Yeah, thank you so much. And y'all continue. Have a great one.
All right.
We appreciate
thank you.
You calling and listening, my brother. Hotep and better love.
Better,
much better. I love y'all more. Love you more. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Okay. Let's see if the general is up with us tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Your hoodoo fam.
It's a beautiful day to be alive.
Better love.
You know it, brother. You know it, brother. Last night there, I had a call. I had an important call to come in. I had to take it out periodically trying to get back in.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
But see, this time, I'm the opposite of people. When a cosmic event happens, I shut my big fat mouth and let the universe tell me what's going on. I'm the opposite of everybody. I spend half the time fucking talking and most of the time listening. So we start with this eclipse last night.
Dropping
on
it.
I'm standing right. I saw it when it happened. When it y'all call it red. See, I don't let these devils define nothing. What's going on in their terms? See, everybody talking about the blood red moon and the fucking beaver. Sorry about that. What they call a beaver? Damn woman. Okay. So what I saw. I ain't seen no red blood, no bleed moon. I saw it turn copper, man. Look like a big penny. Y'all, it was a big penny.
Correct.
A penny, black, copper, us.
Yeah, like blood.
Yeah, like a copper penny. Yes, sir. And also, I'm going to tell y'all, we've been on the south about this election, man. What the biggest south they ran on black people that you had on that last night? That was the wrong south that you played. You remember what you played last night?
Well, what was that, brother?
Black men ain't support no black women.
Right. I get you.
That was a fucking psyops, man. Don't y'all realize? I waited till the numbers come out, particularly in Georgia. This is where I am, right? So I got the numbers from the election. I sent it to Bill and most of the family. All right? So 93% of black women supported that black lady. Okay.
Right.
85 to 87%. Check this out. Black men supported that lady. Okay.
Yes.
And the reason she lost, because the white women turned on her ass. They stuck together.
Correct.
Becky and them stuck together. I got the numbers on all that, man. So that was a psyop to get black men and black women arguing, man. It worked to a T, man. That's why I shut up my damn mouth when everybody was saying. I said, it don't sound right to me. It's just like that Powerball shit they had the other night. That shit was foul, too. So I said, what the hell? They doing all these psyops on us. And then on October 11th, while everybody was talking about what his name and all that, bro, that was the right hand they showing y'all. I said, what the hell the left hand doing, man? So found out October 11th, they said they stopped the cyber attack on the money system. Federal Reserve, that Russia tried to hack in the Federal Reserve. Okay, that's the main story that they hear from everybody. Why everybody talking about
that.
Gun weight.
Did you believe them?
Huh?
Did you believe
them? I believe it was a false. Hell no, man. That was a false alarm to get people upset. So when it do happen, they're going to blame it on Russia.
Right. Yes.
Okay, I might wear contact lenses, but damn, I can see. Yes, sir, I see a little bit more than some people. What they say, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but it's hard as hell to fool Wesley any damn time, bro.
Absolutely.
I don't give a damn, especially when they start talking about all blacks doing this, all black doing that. Hell no, I wait till the numbers come out, man. So I advise all y'all, wherever y'all live at, find the numbers and see who voted, man, and what the numbers. But it's all good. And, I can't complain. And they put that hurricane that's down there in Florida. They're a day too late on that, man. They meant to have that shit happen last night, but they couldn't get the timing right, man.
They
meant
they
for that for last night. Yeah, they tried, bro. And then check this out. They tried like hell. I'm sitting here watching it because my family's out there, man. So, hey, bro, they tried as hell to rain that thing tab yesterday to stop the election, man.
But the sun overrode them, brother. Where?
Yes, sir, bro. This shit funny. Then they ran 3 days ago. They ran a nuclear drill for a nuclear bomb in Atlanta. And guess what? They picked the Black Mall, Greenbrier Mall, to run their nuclear exercise. Man, I said, look at this shit they running down, man. This is beautiful, man. This better. And as far as that election, man, what I saw. That big lady, damn, it's like cartoon stuff, man. She looking like Mammy on the plantation or Aunt Jemima. Then you got the little rascals. You got Stymie versus Buckwheat, man. What the hell going on? And then you got the governor fall on leg hold. I say, what the hell is this?
Well, now, hold on.
Yeah, that little dog on the cartoon, man, the little dog that was doing stuff. Man, what the hell? This shit. And then you got right by my man in Pennsylvania, man, looking like Herman the Monster or something, man. Can't talk. I like the fucking go, what the hell is this, man? This stuff
it's
is crazy.
It's insane, you brother West.
Yes, sir. And so they want to see all the nuts and the dumbasses in D.C. because all the rest of them up there, crazy as hell and dumb and stupid, like you said. You say some dude with six corners in his head, man. It's just funny, man.
Six corners, brother West.
And so, and, I mean, Herschel fit right in, man, with them dumbasses up there. All of them are damn fools, man. 600.
Warlock, too. Don't leave Warlock out.
Yeah. Yeah. Either one, man. That's stymie, man. He's stymie and Herschel buckwheat, man. So what the hell? he fit right in the rest of with them clowns. What they say? Clown to the left of me and jokers in the right. Here we go. Stuck
absolutely
in the middle with y'all, man. Y'all finna learn how to fight this shit out and think your way out of this, man. This stuff is crazy, man. I'm enjoying every damn minute, bro. Thanks, God. Bro, this stuff is crazy, man. I ain't got to pay for no Netflix or no fucking cable or nothing. Man, real life is better, man. I ain't spending damn dime for no Hulu. I look at the food.
That's right, Brother West.
Anyway,
they're going to give
crazy,
you
man.
All the entertainment you need.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. This stuff is funny, man. But Kyrie, all he got to do is say, hey, we the real Hebrews. F y'all, take my money and go, man. I'm gone, bro. That's all he got to do.
I heard he already retired.
Yeah,
you know what,
man,
Brother West?
Video. Yes,
I just happened to watch the last game he played. I watched a little excerpt from it. And I thought it was interesting because I knew something was going on because he wouldn't take no shots.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And
he
would
just pass the ball to other players.
Yeah, okay. Just like he didn't take that jab, smart man. And just like he got the damn three Stooges on the damn on the basketball thing, that's why I don't pay for that shit. You got big ass Shaq, a Barkley, he about to say IQ, Herschel, and Kennedy Jett.
Yep.
They the three Stooges, man. They the three Stooges, bro.
Yep.
This is a joke, man. Man, and the word you looking for, what they doing to get them folks an influencer, not influencer. How can I get them fools an influencer? So, and now all of the... when you tell people under their mind control, because now all the people that's supposed to be the influence, everything they get through saying, they say, right, I'm going to fly to the moon, right. I can walk on water, right. Okay, and then you go on back to that. Before then, it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Before then, you go back again, back in the 60s, 70s, you know. You can imagine they run the same fucking program, man, on everybody, man. That's why I choose my word. And y'all were talking about rituals and spells, right? Well, hell, we all the rituals and spells, man. If you get up in the morning, every day you take a cup of coffee or whatever you do in the morning, you under your own damn ritual, all right?
Correct.
You put your left sock on, before the right foot every day. That's your damn ritual. And when we talk to each other, we put spells on each other, man.
That's right.
Stuff ain't nothing,
when we say better love, it's the same thing.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. Change the spell, man. This stuff is, it's simple, man. So they get some words, man. I don't let nobody define my words. I'm just joining this show, man. I come up with all kinds of new words because that dude, that governor in Florida, desaturation, man. That's what they call it. Desaturation, break up names and shit because this shit is clown, man. Well, anyway, ain't no joke. Bro, and then... So much information coming to me, man. All you got to do is be quiet and just start thinking something. I talk to somebody, and they say they're looking for this, looking for that, and it just comes to me, man. One more thing, man. Do y'all know what's supposed to be happening on November 11th, right? You heard?
November the 11th?
I mean, November the 13th. I'm sorry, November 13th. What they said, this old stupid-ass Pope going up there with some rabbis, they're going to go on top of Mount Sinai and come back with some more commandments, man.
What?
What?
Yes, sir. November 13th, the Pope and some of the rabbis or somebody, they supposed to be going on top of Mount Sinai to come back with some more commandments for your Negroes. Y'all get too smart, man. Y'all don't figure out who we are.
Oh, wow.
I'm serious, bro.
Brother West.
Yes, sir.
Is Obama going with him? Is they going to take Moses up there with him?
We talking to Moses. I'm Moses. You Moses. They don't know. We don't figure they had the lion. They don't fuck around and poke the bear and woke up the lion. Now it's over now. They woke the lion.
Yes,
they should have left the lion. They should have left the lion sleep. So we finna tear the ass up and better love.
Absolutely.
I listen to them talk to the next episode, y'all. Enjoy the show. So we got
yes, sir,
the time
my brother. Up. Excellent comments, Brother West. Better love and Hotep.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, West. Better love. Brother Wisdom. And I think that's it. They might let us go in early tonight, Dr.
Well,
X.
You know I'm grateful.
So let me see what we're going to leave out with here tonight. What do you want to leave out with? Fugees?
You know what, Bev? I was going to say Black Man by Stevie Wonder. I know that ain't one of the ones I sent you.
Do I have that on there? Oh,
I'm not sure if I sent it to you or not. Well, just throw some Fugees on there, Bev, and we'll
we're gonna drop
our way right on out of it.
Okay, we're going to drop the mic. And thank you, Dr. Robert X, for the information.
Thank you,
and thank
Absolutely.
The family for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be back Friday with Tariq, and he's going to be putting down information here, too. So join me so we can be enlightened. So better love, everyone.
Absolutely.
Thank
Hotep,
you.
Better love. Better love, family. Hotep.
Pick up your microphone.
Pick up your microphone.
Pick up your microphone. Yo, how many mics do we rip on the deli? Send me say many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Many money. Send me say many.
I get mad frustrated when I rhyme. Thinking of all them kids that try to do this for all the wrong reasons. Like the love Dr. Strange, I'm tamed like the rapper. Get red like a snapper when they do that. Got the whole block saying true that. If only they knew that it was you who was irregular. Sold your soul for some secular music. That's whack, plus you use that loop over and over, claiming that you got a new style. Your attempts are futile, ooh child. You're pure, brainwaves are sterile. You can't create, you just wait to take my tape. Laced with malice, hands get callous. From gripping microphones from here to Dallas. Get inner visions like Stevie, see me ascend from the chalice like the Weeby. Indeed be like Khalid Muhammad. MCs make me vomit, I get controversial. Freaking style with no rehearsal. Ooh, contrary move, friend. Don't you even go there. Me without a mic is like a bee without a snare. I dare to tear into your ego. We go way back like some ganja and Palico or Calico vision. My mind's making decisions in your anatomy. And I back this with Deuteronomy. Or Leviticus got made this word. Can't get with this, sweet like licorice, dangerous like syphilis, yeah.
How many mics do we rip on the deli? Many money, say many. How many mics do I rip on the deli? Many money, say many. How many mics do you rip on the deli? Many money, say many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Many money, say many.
I used to be underrated. Now I take iron, makes my shit constipated. I'm more concentrated. So on my day off with David Sonnenberg, I play golf. Run through Crown Heights screaming out, Marfa's off! Problem with no man, before black, I'm first you man. Appetite to write like Frederick Douglass with a slave hand. Street pressure, word to Papa, I ain't going under. One day I have a label and make deals with Tommy Mottola. Mama always told me, you're one in a million. Always always watch your back, never tangle with Haitian Cecilia's. Now I gotta wreck your deal, how does it feel? I'm never gonna survive unless I get crazy like Seal, cause the whole world's out of order. So at night the fiends dance on Grease with John Travolta. One got slaughtered as he caught blood from his mouth. The other tried to duck and caught a left with my Guinness stout. Brother, brother, can't you get this through your head? It's the setup by the feds that goes to nuts with the infrared. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Many money, they say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily? Many money, they say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily?
Too many MCs, not enough mics. Exit your show like I exit the turnpike. Dyson dynamite like Dolomite. Double deuce delight, I don't Dick Van Dyke. Starlight to star bright, the freaks come out at night. Like my man White Clef. And my panache will march your entourage. Squash your squad and hide their bodies under my garage. And when the cops come looking, I be booking to Brooklyn. Leave their trails broken, flipping tokens to Hoboken. A clean getaway like Alec Baldwin. Driving in my fast car, playing Tracy Chapman.
How many mics do we rip on the deli? Send me, say, mini money. Send me, say, many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the deli? Mini money. Send me, say, many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money, send me say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the deli? Mini money, send me say many.
They gon' move.